Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, this is the last Friday for at least a month when I'll be doing What's Up in the Heavens. Next week, I begin a long trip to clean out my mother's home and get it ready to sell, so I'll have guests with me each week during that time. Next Friday, on July 20th, my guest will be Peg Donahue, and we'll talk about your energy or your money. Discover how your energy relates directly to your level of prosperity. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to announce a new program for those of you who want to thrive. This program is Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. Your energy is the foundation of your prosperity, and once you're aware of what strengthens and depletes your energy, you can make daily choices that increase your prosperity. So participate in this six-week energy inventory to learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity. You also discover what pushes it away. And a weekly checklist for monitoring the theme of the week will be provided. Now, this program has a 26% early bird discount when you register between now and August 17th. And the program starts September 12th and lasts for six Wednesdays through October 17th. And we also offer a three-payment plan. So to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also just want to mention a great book, which is Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. Now, this is an anthology of great ideas from very well-known people and authors like Oprah, Steve Jobs, Stephen Covey, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, John Gray, Scott Peck, Tom Peters, Paul Hawkins, Peter Senge, Faith Popcorn, Thomas More, and many more. I was very fortunate to be asked to contribute a chapter to this book, which is about Nature's Business Guide. And I've read this book from cover to cover, and it is one of the best business books I've read. So you can get it on my site at askmadeline.com. And the link to this book, Einstein's Business, is right on the homepage. It's on sale right now, so check out this book and enjoy its great wisdom. So, what's up in the heavens besides all the thunder we've been having today? Well, first, we're within 2 days of Mercury going retrograde when it appears to move backwards. Now, are you noticing problems with your computer? Slower traffic? Now is the time to prepare for Mercury retrograde. Get your car fixed if it's making funny noises. Get your computers backed up with a full system backup. And for heaven's sakes, double or triple check everything before you send it out. We're still in blue communications period when we need to slow down and double check all details, because we're more likely to make mistakes than usual. Now, Mercury retrograde starts July 15th. That's Sunday. It lasts through August 7th. And all Mercury retrogrades are excellent for fixing or repairing things. So this is especially a great time to do home repairs while we have good weather. And these periods are also great for looking back, reconsidering our needs, and for reconnecting with past customers, friends, and family. It's also the ideal time to catch up, clean up, and recycle things you no longer want. You can donate things, sell them on Craigslist or eBay, or have a garage sale. And it doesn't matter how you recycle the items that you no longer want or need. You get your energy back when you pass them on, and that allows you to bring in more money. Now, this particular retrograde seems to be better than most of them. Mercury moves back into good cycles with a trine to Uranus plus a sextile to both Mars and Jupiter. Now, these cycles can help us keep some sanity while we have some volatile energies at the same time. So this particular Mercury retrograde gives us ample opportunities to research some great new ideas and explore different implementation possibilities. And it would also be an ideal time to redo a website or a blog. Now, between July 20th and July 23rd, we have an especially good set of energies for speaking, training, giving sales presentations. Mercury trines Uranus and sextiles both Mars and Jupiter on these days. And those cycles reinforce the fortunate actions that you're pursuing then with new perspectives and ideas. So be sure to use those dates, July 20th through the 23rd. Now, what should you avoid doing during Mercury retrograde? Don't start new projects unless it's one to fix or repair something or do a big cleanup job. Don't schedule as much as you usually do because this is the time to catch up. Don't sign contracts because you won't know what your real needs are until we finish this Mercury retrograde period. And if you will slow down, clean up, and catch up, you will have a much better period than others who try to push the river. Now, Mercury trine Uranus peaks a second time on July 25th. It peaks yet again on August 18th, and it stays in range through August 22nd. So this is an excellent time to experiment with new ideas and improve their implementation. Mercury sextile Mars comes into range on July 19th, peaks on July 22nd, stays in range through July 24th. And Mercury is also sextile Jupiter between July 20th and 27th and peaks on July 24th. So between July 20th and 22nd, we have an exceptional period to reintroduce products or services, retake fortunate actions, or to revisit a favorite location or person. Now, what's getting started at the new moon on July 18th or 19th, depending on your time zone, are lots of heavy responsibilities and challenges related to the structures of our daily lives, our homes, and the U.S. position in the world. Now, on a personal level, you may feel like you're weighed down with more responsibilities than you really want, but you know they need to be handled. So this period is ideal for doing so. There are two major paths with this new moon. One path shows a great tendency toward violence, war, anger, or explosions. The other path consists of fortunate actions that bring unexpected growth opportunities and possibly some fame. So before you explode over an issue, look for the fortunate action that can lead you to success. There is another way around the challenge if we'll look for it. Now, the two cycles for fortunate actions and unexpected growth peak July 17th and July 21st, respectively. Mars trine Jupiter stays in range through August 3rd. Jupiter sextile Uranus, which represents unexpected growth, stays in range through August 6th. Now, the explosive energies are shown by Mars opposite Uranus and square Pluto, and they can erupt unexpectedly and indicate safety issues, especially related to fires. Now, with summer here, ensure your workplace, home, car, and vacation include safety precautions. These energies can also be experienced as anger, rage, or sexual abuse. And also, be extra cautious when driving or working with machinery. These cycles peak July 17th through the 18th, and they stay in range through July 30th. Now, the energies at the full moon on August 1st are exceptionally positive. There are multiple cycles for high growth and abundance, shown by the moon trine Jupiter and the sun sextile Jupiter. So creativity is strong with both the sun and Mercury trine Uranus, which brings in new ideas and solutions. And to top it all off, we have the energies for our very long-term and stable partnerships and or contracts. And that's shown by the cycle of Venus trine Saturn. Now, beginning August 2nd, a cycle comes in range that is often associated with frustration as we start new projects, only to be stopped repeatedly. Yuck. The universe is advising us that the best way to get something done is to actually write down a plan. You need a written plan that says what tasks have to be accomplished and in what order. Ideally, it will also say by what date and who is going to do each task. Sound like a lot of work? Well, it's a lot less work than starting and stopping continuously until you do this. The cycle is Mars conjunct Saturn. It peaks on August 15th, and it stays in range through August 27th. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week, your tip is this. Notice that string of green dollars between July 19th and July 24th. This is a great time to reintroduce a new product or service with a special or to recontact old customers, so take advantage of it. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the show, so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the homepage. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And I'm here through next Monday, and then I'll be back to doing consults near the end of August. And I have someone else who will help cover me for timings while I'm gone. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, Madeline. Let's start things off in Redmond, Washington. We have Noreen calling in, and she's got some financial issues. She's stuck around, so we'd like to help her out. Her birth date is 5/16/46 at 7:12 in the morning, and she was locally born in Tacoma. So, Noreen, welcome to the show, and what's going on with your finances?
Thank you very much. Well, I can't seem to get out of the rut that I'm in, living paycheck to paycheck and wanting to not have to do that anymore.
Right. So you are employed, I take it?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, actually, it's looking like you might be ready for a breakthrough in this area.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it may take you until next year to have this breakthrough complete. Let me see when it will get there. I'm going to look at a different chart here to see how long it'll take for that to happen. But I'm going to guess at the moment, say probably around April, before it comes back to this place. It's very close to it now. And so let me see here. The primary reasons why we have challenges with, living paycheck to paycheck is that we typically, okay, so this is April when it first comes through, and so April through June, I would say, you will probably complete that breakthrough. But it's starting now. You know, the ideas and things are starting now. So what typically happens here, and this is not uncommon because you may have had situations where, I don't know, your parents may have possibly argued, or you may not have felt completely good about yourself. They may not have necessarily given you good feedback all the time. But does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
So what happens is, we end up developing an attitude that we're not worthy to have the money. So that's the first thing that has to be let go. Now, there's two things that you might want to consider doing. Oh, actually, three are possible. On the Polaris website, there is an emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity, which could help you release some of those attitudes and emotional blockages related to that. And Peg Donahue also recently just did for us the deep ancestral patterns release, which is also related to things like releasing Depression-era thinking and slavery and persecution and all kinds of things that, you know, happen when Civil War and Westward Ho and potato famines and whatever, those kinds of patterns get stuck in our DNA, and we just end up repeating them. So those two releases might help. You might also consider taking 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. Now, that's an 8-week program. It's 10 hours of training, and we're giving people a different perspective about energy and money. And next week, Peg Donahue will be with me on this show, and we'll be talking about taking energy inventory and how your energy is directly related to your prosperity. So those are some ideas that might help you. But these, you know, basically, you you really have to release those old patterns. And the emotional freedom and healing release might be a good place to start.
Okay.
And then, as it happens, things will start improving. And you'll start getting new opportunities that will give you those breakthroughs. And you'll be more willing to keep the money, too, when it comes. Because usually what we do is, even when money comes to us, we get rid of it. If we don't think we're worthy of it, we'll get rid of it.
Yep.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate
you're it. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Noreen. Hopefully it works out for you. And, Madeline, let's quickly move off to Jared. He's calling in from Kent, and he had a question about his Jupiter planet and where and what house is it in. Hopefully you can help him out
with
that. His information, let's see here. It's July 8th of 56. I'll get my months right.
Oh, 56 or 66?
I have 56, I believe.
I have 66. Uh-oh, we're doing our Mercury retrograde already.
I told you. See, it was bound to happen today.
Okay, so let me get that baby fixed here.
All
56.
Right.
Do you have 7 p.m.? What do you have for
time?
I do.
Yep, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
In New Bedford, Massachusetts?
Correct. And Jared, did we get your date right on that?
Yes, 7/8/56, New Bedford, right, Massachusetts,
perfect.
7 p.m.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, so you're looking for your Jupiter.
Yeah, because it's a planet of luck, so I'm just kind of wondering where it's at.
That's very close to your sun. It's only 3 degrees, not even that far away from your sun, maybe 2.5 at the most. So Jupiter is in Cancer, which happens to be the sign that Jupiter is exalted in. So, and it's in the seventh house. So let me just explain here kind of quickly that when we have planets in the seventh house, although the energy is yours, you might experience it through other people rather than through yourself. So you yourself are very, very expansive, but you might experience that expansiveness of yourself through partners or friends or business partners or, you know, long-term relationships.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes. Is it more favorable when it's in a certain house?
Well, Jupiter in the seventh house would tend to bring you a lot of relationships, a lot of growth and abundance through other people. So for you, a lot of your growth and prosperity comes from who you know.
Who I know? Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, who you know. Yeah, they kind of look after you. And typically, when I see Sun conjunct Jupiter, that often suggests that the father was looking after you, too, when you were younger.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the universe is looking out for you all the time. I mean, you might get to the 11th hour but before you get a rescue, but you always seem to get rescued. You recognize that? and let me see. How's your Jupiter is square to the moon and to Chiron and to Saturn. Oh, no, I take that back. It's only square by sign. It's not square by degree. So that's pretty good. You escape that one. You have a nice sextile, though, from Jupiter to Uranus and Pluto. So you were one of the social change makers born in the mid-60s.
Okay.
And, yeah, you guys came in to do social change making at this time now.
Okay.
So your job is here right now, and we're waiting for you guys to do your work. So that gives you this kind of sense of being able to have unusual ideas that bring you high growth, or you may have unexpected opportunities that you're not looking for. They just sort of pop into your lap via other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you may get power that way. You know, your friend gets a job and gives you a job or something like that.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, you have a very good Jupiter. And it's exalted, so that means it's the best Jupiter there is, Jupiter in Cancer.
Does it change from year to year, like what house it goes in?
Well, by transit, Jupiter will be moving around. Right now, the transiting Jupiter is in your, let's see, sixth. No, actually, it's still in your fifth house. But it's not too far away from your sixth house. So, yeah, fifth house is still love, money, investments, risk, that kind of thing. Oh, we're out of time, and thank you for calling in. Now, join me again next Friday, July 20th, when my guest Peg Donahue and I will discuss your energy or your money. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your good timing guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com.